K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, take number two of this episode, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, having to move, this is the second take that I have to do this episode here, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, mental, basketball, soccer, so much more. It's first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by. Give us a listen. Even though we have to take this, record this thing twice. So frustrating. So frustrating. But got to get it in here real quick here. K-State men's basketball playing, kicking off the Big 12 championship. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post an episode of the Pearl Project Podcast daily. And I mean daily. Y'all be first to know about it as well. Don't forget about our bonus content over on Podbean. We're going to be hitting that up Thursday and Friday, recording episodes for y'all, and we'll have those by the weekend there as well. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, Greer number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast. You want more coverage of your Wildcats? Woo, go over there, download it, share it, tell friends about the Pearl Project Podcast as we continue to roll in the month of March. K-State, as I was getting into it before, I'm going to stop it there. Have to take care of some business there. Oh, it never fails. Trying to record at nighttime. Gotta take having to be interrupted. Very, very frustrating. But anyways, tomorrow, K-State in the morning takes on Arizona State. Big 12 tournament kicks off with K-State, of course. And we've seen this movie before. Arizona State. K-State is the 10th seed. Arizona State, the 15, winner plays Baylor on Wednesday night, and I don't even think we'll get past first round. That's how lack of confidence I have in this men's basketball team. Hopefully, K-State can prove me wrong. Obviously, K-State coming off the drubbing there at home on Senior Day against Iowa State. Did not get a sweep. Like I said on the postcast, which came out earlier this afternoon, right? So, look, I don't know which K-State team is going to show up. Obviously, and good for me, I don't have to watch it. I just have to keep track of it, everything else. But, whoa, hold on. But I will get to listen to it over on 96.9 The Fan. They're supposed to have the game, of course, apparently. Stan, Wyatt, Stan, Matt, they'll have to call this ball game. And, K-State, to avoid the first lose of the season under Jerome Tang, head coach of the men's basketball team, you got to win twice. I said it on the postcast. I'll say it here as well. And these two teams split the regular season. On paper, K-State's supposed to win this game, but there's no gimmicks with this team. I said it in the postcast, and I'll say it again. I just don't know if we're going to win this game. I just don't. It's going to be up to the want to. We have talked about it with this team all year long, for maybe the exception of maybe David Gasson. David Gasson, look, I made my, everybody who covered close to the team, K-State men's basketball, everyone has said it, including me, we all feel bad for the guy. Because he deserves much, much better. And reading the story, heartfelt story on K-State Sports. If you have not read the David Gasson Senior Day story, go over there and read that. That's some good stuff from D. Scott, obviously, who has done written up terrific stories over the years. And this year, throughout the athletics year so far, has not disappointed. It's been really good stuff over there on KSportsSports.com. But besides David, I don't know who else is going to show up in this game. Obviously, if K-State obviously loses, they're done for a year, pretty much, obviously. We already said no NIT, no NCAA tournament. We shouldn't even see me saying that anyway. So I just don't know. And look, on paper, yeah, we should be able to beat this team. But we lost to this team at home. We got embarrassed at home. It's Arizona State, this sorry-ass team. Am I wrong on that? Look, on paper, 4-16, Arizona State, 13-18. You're getting embarrassed in Kansas City? Really? So that shows my confidence in this team. Can K-State prove me wrong tomorrow morning. We'll have to find out. They better be up and ready. Doug McDaniel and those boys, they got to be ready to play. It's simple. It's pretty much simple. You are the better team. Go out there, have fun, play loose. Look, nobody ain't really expecting you to win this game. Probably not really expecting. Maybe, well, I take that back. Maybe 40% of KC Nation probably not expecting you to win this game. And really not in Big 12 country, nobody expecting you to win this game, probably. And that's probably bad of me to say, but I'm just speaking the truth because, look, K-State, night and day, right? Start off bad, and all of a sudden you upset a couple of ranked opponents. A six-game, unexpected six-game loop winning streak, right? And then you lose to teams you're not supposed to be losing to, like Arizona State. Look, I'm not trying not Arizona State. I'm saying what it is. So, look, K-State get by. Can K-State at least get one game? Well, I don't think they can. Set your expectations low so you don't get disappointed. Okay, so I will be listening to the game. I will be listening to this game despite all that, all the griping and all that other stuff. K-State, they need to take care of business here and then try to get in. The winner will play Baylor. That's what's on the line here tomorrow morning. Let me see here. Yeah, Baylor. Let me see. Yeah. And Baylor is the 7th seed. So there's that. But I'm not going to be focused on Baylor right now. The focus is on Arizona State. And last time they played this team, you lost to them at home. Bobby Hurley, the head coach of Arizona, you lost to this team at home. The sorry-ass team at home. At home by 12. Seriously? So that's the concern I have. Does this team have the audacity to go out here and have to want to? We have questioned it all year long. If this team doesn't give a rat's ass, they don't want to listen to the coaching staff. They don't care about putting the K-State uni on. And we're going to talk about this. No, obviously we got a lot, and I'm sure we're going to have a long off season, and it's going to be another long off season for Coach Tang and his coaching staff. They're not going to get a tournament unless a miracle happens to this tournament. I don't expect it because, yeah, Houston up in here, Arizona, and all the other Iowa State and everybody else. But the focus right now, Arizona State, 3rd-15, can you come out ready to play? That's the question. If you don't, it's already going to be a lot of chatter, a lot of talk about this program in the offseason. Jerome Tang wanted to build a program. I'm excited to hear Alex's takes on it because I'm sure he's wanting to get off on his team. I'm sure he will. No matter how this plays ends in Kansas City for the men's basketball team, are they going to be one and done, or are they going to keep playing to Wednesday? And of course, that's a night game in prime time, I believe, with Baylor. 6 o'clock. Yep, 6 o'clock game. But that's neither here or there right now. We got to focus on trying to get by Arizona State because last time we played this team, they got straight up outplayed and embarrassed by a 4-16 Big 12 Conference team. And I'm just telling what it is, right? Okay, so that's just what it, yeah, 13-18 in the regular season for Arizona State, 4-16. On paper, yeah, we hear this saying all the time. On paper, you win game. You can't win games on paper. You gotta go out there and get it done. And K-State, you have one job: go out there, handle your business, and win the basketball game. Win, and K-State plays Baylor on Wednesday night. You don't, you wrap it up, pack it up. Wait till fall next year. So that's the task at hand. Can this entire team get up for this ball game? 11 o'clock tip. Can you get up for this ball game? That's the question I'm asking you. This team, can they get up and get ready to play? Because it's all about the want to right now. And that's all you have. That's all you got right now for this team. These two teams split the regular season. And I am going to be listening tomorrow morning for this game. K-State kicks off the Big 12 tournament. Right up here, KC, Missouri, tomorrow morning. So, and if you guys cannot be able to watch the game, well, obviously, because y'all be working, like me, I'll be listening to the game on the road, folks. 96.9 The Fan will have it. And of course, KC, the Sports will have plenty of interaction there as well. Pro Project Podcast, all thanks K State Sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to do it for this preview edition. We'll see what happens. We'll have a postcast. I know we'll have at least one. We'll at least have one. So we'll have a reaction after the game at some point. And that'll be up tomorrow at some point. But we'll see what happens if K-State can get past Arizona State in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. Alex Tate, Eddie Greer. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.